Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's the 2nd of July, and there's lots of cars driving by on a road which has been machined and ground and worked upon by people with diggers and things. I noticed as I was walking down the road towards my car that there was lovely fresh tarmac surface on the road. I thought, oh, that's lovely. I wonder if they're going to do the bit of road where my car is parked tomorrow, something where they'll cone it off or something. But as I continued to walk, I noticed that the road had no cars on it, and all the cars were parked on the grass. And so I thought that was a bit odd. And sure enough, my car is now also on the grass. So when I left it this morning, I parked it, you know, quite neatly on the road. Not on a double yellow line, on the road and, you know, right next to the curb. I really don't remember overshooting and landing up on the grass. No, it was definitely neatly parked on the road. And yet here I am, returned to my car, and my car is on the grass. So, doesn't appear to be in any way damaged, or any way more damaged than it was before I left it this morning. So, I can only assume that the lovely road working men have all gathered together and very very carefully and gingerly lifted up all of the cars by hand. And plonked them onto the grass next to the road so that they could do their work on the road. How bizarre. In my experience in the past, the only other times that I've come back to where I parked my car and found my car was no longer parked there had been when it had been clamped and towed away or whatever. Well, towed away, obviously, not clamped, because it would still be there if it was clamped. But no, clamped and then towed away. I don't think ever stolen, but that was the first thought on that occasion. But no, this time, yes, the car has been very carefully lifted up and, I assume, carefully lifted up and plonked on the grass. So, yes, that's a surprise. How impertinent. Thanks for listening. Toodle-poo.